I know, we can try. We'll see what happens. Anyway, we're up to Gemara Brachos. Let's see, we're on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. Let's begin, even though we saw this last week, in the middle of the page in Zayin Amud Aleph, there's the first word on the line is Sumki, and then there's a little dot, and then afterwards, Hahu Saduki. Okay? Which is in the middle of the page in Zayin Amud Aleph, which is about eight lines or so, eighth wide line. Alright? See that? Hahu Saduki. Zayin Amud Aleph. Eighth wide line. Ninth wide line. First word on the line is sumki. There's a period or a dot. Oh, okay. And then it says Hahu Saduki. Okay, so let's see this story once again, even though we saw it. Hashem gets angry every day. Hahu Saduki, so there was this terrible guy, the Sadducee, the Havi Bishvusi, the Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. He was Rabbi Shimon Levi's neighbor. Not the nicest neighbor in the world. Havi Kometsari Le Tuva Bikroi. Drove him bonkers, drove him crazy when he came to Pesukim. He constantly questioned him because he only believed in Torah Shenachzav. He only believed in the written Torah. So because of this, it bothered Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi so much that he devised a brilliant plan. And what did he do? Yom Chado, one day, Shokel Tarnagola, Rabbi Shimon Levi took a little rooster, V'ukmi ben kered arsan, he put it by his bed, right? He put it by on his bed, the ayin bon, he started staring at it. He was lying in his bed, staring at this rooster. Sovereign, he thought in his mind, kimata nahi shaita, the moment that happens, where he changes color, Alte, I'm going to curse this guy and he'll die. Right? Sounds like a great plan. Why not? So what happened? Kimata hi shaito, when it reached that time, no, he dozed off. Rabbi Shimon Levi just for a split second closed his eyes after lying in bed. That'll do it. Fell asleep. Omar, so he thought to himself, he said, Shema mina, now I just figured out, lav orach ara, lemeved hachi. It's not the right thing to do this. It's not a good thing to do what I'm doing. After all, Barachim of Okomasav Ksiv, it says in the Shema, you're supposed to have compassion on all of Hashem's creations. Ksiv also says, Gam Enesh Lutzadik Lotov, it's not a good thing. Fine. So that was the little story, which we'll get to in a second, what was going on. So Tana Mishmei de Rameir, it's learned the following statement, the Bishash Acham Zarachas, the time when the sun begins to shine, the Homalchei Mizrach Amariv, Manichin Kisrehem Roshehem, they put their crowns on their heads. Mishtach and Melchama, they start bowing down to the sun. Miad Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch, that's when Hashem gets angry. We mentioned before, that's Sof Zman Kriya Shema, is because that's when the kings would start waking up. So they start, what would they do? We were Mekabel Omal HaShemayim. They start, immediately afterwards, start worshipping idols and stuff like that. So that got Hashem angry, Hashem jealous, if you will. So that's the time that Hashem says no more Shema, and that's the time Hashem gets angry. As we mentioned, that's the idea of the rooster. The rooster wakes up to the sun, and it does its little noises and things of that nature. So when it reaches a certain point in time, this rooster who's connected to the sun will change, will make noise, will...
But you would wonder about what they say about the kings of the almost all of them. Are they really think that they're worshiping the sun or worshiping this, or are they really saying that they have the power over the world? And they're looking up at the sun, which is probably the most powerful physical force in the world. They're looking at it, thinking about their power, they control about the energy.
Could be. The difficult word is mishtachvim, that they bow down. It could mean they considered themselves a god, and they considered this a god, and this was a mightier god, only first to me. You know, right? So that could be. So that's how they some explain this little story, and it's also brought down. What was Rabbi Yeshiva Levi thinking, right? Rabbi Yeshiva Levi, oh, there's a pasuk, Racham al kol masav. You didn't know that? You say it in the Shema. You say it in Ashrei every single day. So what do you mean? Oh, you have to have compassion on all your creation. So why didn't he know that before? What changed later? So there's an interesting Chazal that says that Penina was L'Shem Shemayim. Or Zayin Amud Aleph. Penina was L'Shem Shemayim. Who's Penina? Penina was in Sefer Shmuel, the co-wife with Chana. Chana couldn't have children. Penina was able to have a lot of kids. And she used to drive Chana crazy. Oh, you better get ready. The bus is coming. Your kids are going to be coming home from school. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. You don't have any kids. Right? Oh, you better start getting some clothes ready, cooking dinner for these kids. Oh, my bad. You don't have any kids. So how could they be so cruel? How could she be so terrible? So the Gemara says that she was L'Shem Shemayim. Penina was L'Shem Shemayim. She did it for the sake of heaven. So they explain, how do we see it was L'Shem Shemayim? You go through Sefer Shmuel, you don't see it. It doesn't say that she did L'Shem Shemayim. So it's brought down. So they say, because what did she want to do? She wanted Chana to be Mispalel. We see that Chana was Mispalel. And that's why ultimately she had a child. She had a tzaddik. She had Shmuel the Navi. So the question still is, so how do we know that that was her true intentions? So they explain that when it comes to a person who, you know, doesn't have any ulterior motives, you're not going to be so cruel. How could a person be so nasty and cruel to a person? Only if you think, I'm doing it with L'Shem Shemayim. It must be that I'm doing this, I have the most righteous, the best intentions. And that's how they said, Penina had to be L'Shem Shemayim. Because no one else could be so cruel to Chana, unless you could possibly rationalize your mind it was this. And the Gemara says, who else besides Penina was L'Shem Shemayim? Do you know who else? Satan. It says Satan and Penina. Satan, Satan, the Yetzer Hara? Because that's the Vort, that a person in their mind rationalizes their behavior and they think, I'm doing the right thing, I'm doing the right thing. That's your Yetzer Hara trying to convince you it's L'Shem Shemayim. So that's how the idea that's brought down by Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, that's the message of what Penina was. And
so that's not such a good thing to be compared to. I mean, not just in general.
Penina and Satan?
Yeah, but I mean, because, you know, we say that every Jew has an immortal soul that can go on to Olam Haba.
Right.
And Satan is created to eventually be Kufrei Shayin.
They explain, the Gemara says in Sukkah that the Malach HaMaves, the Satan, and the Yetzer Hara is all the same. So when we hear Satan, it's not some guy with a pitchfork, a red pokey tail, whatever, right? But it's you. It's your desire to want to do something wrong and your justification behind it. That's what Satan is. That's how they explain.
But you're saying, about the Tanaim, when they hated somebody, they would curse them, and something would happen to them. And other places where they do actually curse somebody,
right,
they have a special lashon that they use. You know, it's Lo'alein, they say shu shuach of the fachem, that kind of thing.
Right.
And
essentially,
what they're telling them is they're not saying them be destroyed. They're telling them go back to square one and start over.
Oh, we're gonna see Gemara like that. It's gonna be Gemara later on. Dr. Yud from Meir, that his wife Bruri ends up teaching him that the proper path is to have compassion, that they should remove their chatayim. Right, chatayim. Right, yitamu chatayim in aretz. Remove their sins. Don't remove the sinners. Don't kill the sinners.
Love
right?
The person, but hate their
families. Right. That's right. And then it says, "Rishayim Odenam," they're no longer wicked because they're tzaddikim now. But Rabbi Shimon Levi perhaps saw that this guy was a tzaduki, and he thought that the best I'm doing L'Shem Shemayim, and maybe he really was. But on his level, he realized that even so, it's not the right thing to do. You know, because if I do it, then all of a sudden people are also going to start, being engaged in violent activities without the same intentions righteous intentions, as Rav Shimon Levi. Okay, let's continue the next piece of Gemara. We're up to the two dots. First word in the line is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'om Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Yossi Zayin Amud Aleph. Rav Yochanan said the name of Rav Yossi. Says Tova Mardus Achas Belibo. Now I never. This is an interesting science experiment, which I'm not going to be the guinea pig for. It says Tova Mardus Achas Belibo. Shel Adam Yosim Rekama Malkios. What's better, getting floggings, getting whipped a bunch of times, very painful whips? Or Mardus Achas Belibo, someone who realizes that they rebelled, they made a mistake, they have regret. So what's better? What's a better way of changing, making a person remain righteous, becoming a true Baal Tshuva? So it says, Tova Mardus Achas Belibo. It's better to actually change within yourself than getting externally hit on your body, even though you're going to cry and realize the consequences of your actions. You might get another set of malchios, floggings, lashes. Nonetheless, that's not the correct intentions. Should be coming internally. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, "Vridfa esmiaveha," that I pursue after her lovers. The amra elcha veshuva el ishi harishon ki toivli oz miato. However, afterwards, when she went astray and found other men, she ended up realizing that really she forgot about her original husband. And she said, I would rather go back to my first husband because it's better with him than it is now. So it's better that a person should come to that realization on their own than only get punished. It's very often a person who's remorseful only because they're in jail, right? Everyone in jail is so sad. But the second they get out, you know, they'll go back to revert to their own actions, their old ways. The better way is if a person can realize it on their own and not because they're getting punished. For Reish Lakish, Oyemari says, Yoisim Emeim Alkiyais. It's even greater than getting hit 100 times. Shnemar, the apostle says, Techas Ge'ora B'mavin Me'akos Kasil Me'a. Rebuke enters deeper into the one who is Havana, someone who's Mevin, someone who's wise. It's even greater than Hakos Ksil Mea, hitting a fool 100 times. Again, he hit a fool 100 times, he feels the pain, but he might not necessarily know the source of that pain. He might not know that I did something wrong. So if you punish a little kid, if you don't punish them immediately, they don't connect their action to their punishment. So that's
to be exiled to be hit 100 times because he's being hit before Beis Din. But he knows what he's doing. He would tell Beis Din, limit's 40. You got to do it 39. So if he gets hit 100,
or maybe the guy hitting him was a fool too. Right? They don't know how to count. Yeah. Well, when it comes to Malchus from the Torah, that's 39. Malchus Mardus, that's even more. It could be more. It could be less. But it's until they see that there's a change in the person. So the fact that he hasn't changed, takes 100 times, that also is foolish. So, but yeah, so better person should come to their own.
That's what they say, Kofin Boachi Yosei.
Right, just keep twisting that arm until he
says, yeah, I changed my mind, I really want to do it.
Right, exactly. So, better to do it without the twist. The Yom Rav Yochanan Mishim Rav Yossi, interesting piece of Gemara here. Shloin Shedavarim. There was three things. Moshe asked for three wishes, like the genie in the bottle, right? He asked for three things from Hashem, and he was given all of them. What were the things that Moshe asked for? He requested Shetisha Shechina al Yisrael. Moshe wanted that Hashem's Shechina's divine presence should be on Klal Yisrael, and Hashem gave it to him. How do we see that? Because the pasuk says, "Halo belechtach imanu." Is it not clear that you are going with us? So Hashem is with us. He's imanu, which means Hashem's Shechina is with us. So that he was answered. Bikesh shaloi tisha Shechina al oved kachav imanasim lo. Said it's. If everyone has the Shechina, including the idol worshippers, those people, then it doesn't show anything special. It doesn't show that we're unique. So therefore he asked, now that we have the Shekhinah, distance yourself from those other people that don't deserve that connection to you. And it was given to him. But as the Pasuk says, distinguish myself from your nation. So that's the second thing. Now the third thing, which is not everyone holds of, but some claim, is that Bikesh Lohidienu Derachav Shokarish Baruch Hu Benasimlo. Moshe wanted to know Hashem's ways. Moshe wanted to know all the knowledge, the wisdom, the greatness of God. And Hashem gave it to him. Hashem gave him that level of knowledge. Shnemar, as it says, that what did he ask? Hodieni no Astarchecha. Please let me know your ways. What are Hashem's ways? So it says like this. Very interesting piece over here. Omer Lefanov Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe turned to Hashem and said, I don't understand what's going on in this world. It makes absolutely no sense. V'yesh tzadik v'tov lo. V'yesh tzadik v'ra lo. How come sometimes you have a tzadik and everything is going great for that guy, and yet you have another tzaddik who looks like it's apples to apples, he's also a good guy, but terrible things happen to him. He has a terrible life. And then he asked, Yesh Rasha v'toivlo v'yesh Rasha v'ralo. How come there's a bad guy that bad things happen to him? Well, that makes sense. Why do good things happen to bad people? Why does a Rasha v'toivlo? How come a Rasha is living on the top? Doesn't make any sense. So Hashem said, I'll give you the answer. And since you're listening, we'll also give you the answer. We'll now understand the reason why Hashem punishes the tzaddik. It's a tzaddik viralo, and sometimes a rush of a toivo. Someone who's wicked, good things happen to them. Omer lo, Moshe, I'll tell you why. Tzaddik v'tovlo is a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Right? A tzaddik and his father, his parents are also tzaddikim. Tzaddik v'raloi, why is someone who's perfect, why does bad things happen to him? You're right, he might be perfect, but tzaddik ben Russia. Bad upbringing, right? So therefore he's going to get punished.
See, I would
go ahead.
Give this a little different twist. What I would say here is this, that to say this, number one, yeah. You're telling me, look at this tzaddik, and he's having trouble, his father must have been terrible. That's not fair, because in many cases it's not going to be true.
Good.
The same thing you're going to say about a Rasha. They say, the Rasha is tall, his father there in Rikers Island must have been a lovely fellow. You know?
Right.
So you're going to say that these things can bear out not to be true.
And not only that, what? If who's worse? Someone who's a Rasha and his parents were Rishonim? Yeah. Or a Rasha and his parents were... Tzaddikim.
What's off overcoming it?
Right. You can't blame a Rasha if his parents were Rishayim.
Yeah.
But if his parents were Tzaddikim, why should you give him more?
The Tzaddik, his parents were Rishayim, he deserves credit. He helped
right. Him. Exactly.
And the other one is lowering themselves despite the fact.
Right.
So you have to read this that Ben has got to be Gilgula.
Is what?
Gilgula.
Ah.
You have to read that Gilgula. That's the only way. Because then it's the same Nishama.
We'll get to that.
Had something coming to it.
The basios. So when it says a tzaddik ben tzaddik, it doesn't mean your father's a tzaddik. It doesn't mean your father's Russia, but it means you're reincarnated as a tzaddik. Right? Well, Gil Neshamot. Right? So Beit Yosef explains that why are good things happening to me? Because not only am I a tzaddik, but I also, before, was a tzaddik. That's what tzaddik ben tzaddik. Not my parents, but from before. Tzaddik ben Russia, why are bad things happening to me? I'm doing everything right. But because my previous lifetime, I was a Russia, and therefore I need to have some tikkunim in this world. And that's the reason why I have to be fixed. We'll see that in a minute. Because he's going to connect. The Gemara is going to have a different question. Is going to answer that in a different way. But then the Beis Yosef is going to connect the two explanations in a minute. Very good. All right. And we'll also see the Marshal on this in a moment. But that's what it means. That tzaddik, the person's tzaddik ben tzaddik, and therefore good things are happening to him. However, in the case of Rasha ben tzaddik, a person who's a Rasha ben tzaddik, in Russia, Baralo, the person who is a Russian, bad things happen to him as a Russia, Ben Russia. He's rotten to the core. Him and his parents. Omer Mar, so on this, the Gemara says that doesn't make any sense, which we just discussed. But the Gemara has a different reason why it doesn't make any sense. Sadik Batoblo, the Sadik that good things happen to him is a Sadik Ben Sadik. Sadik Baralo, is it Sadik Ben Rasha? Sadik and bad things happen to him is because his parents were bad. That doesn't make sense. Aini, I bought Siv, but it says in the Torah reading for a tainis, for a fast day, what does it say? Poked Avon Avos Albanin.
You know
right?
What Sadik Ben Rasha? You know what the classic Sadik Ben Rasha is? JFK.
Well, maybe we'll discuss it. Let's just finish this piece first, okay? Well, you'll have to explain that in a few moments. So the question is, the pasuk says, "Poki nabon avot." The ksiv uvanim lo yumsu al avos. Right. On one hand, the pasuk says, "Poki nabon avos abanim," that a person will get punished based on the actions of their parents. Over here, it says, "Uvanim lo yumsu al avos." It says that a child will not get killed or punished based on the actions of their fathers. So there's a stira. There's an apparent contradiction between the two pasukim. Mishaninon, and the way we answer those two psukim is like this. Lukasha. Ha kishayachsin masi avosehe biyadehem. One is when you continue holding the actions of your parents in your hands. Ha kishayachsin masi avosehe biyadehem. One is when you do not hold the actions of your parents in your hands. Which means if your parents were bad and you are also bad, you'll be punished for yourself and for their actions. If you're good and they're bad, so you're not going to be punished because you did not hold on to their actions.
So my question is this, why was JFK assassinated?
Let me just finish this piece, then we'll answer that. Well, maybe we'll try to answer that question, okay? Ella, Hakli Karmeli, this is what Hashem said to Moshe. Sadik Batovlo is a Sadik Gomel. Perfect. Sadik Baralo, why is it someone who's Sadik, bad things happen? Because he's Sadik She'eno Gomer. He's not perfect. Rosh Batovlo is a Rosh Shinigo. He's not perfect. He's not completely terrible. Rosh Baralo is a Rosh Gum. Okay? Now, with that said, before we explain the Beis Yosef, which is an incredible concept, see the Marsha.
So we know
famous Marsha.
JFK was not perfect.
Two more minutes. We'll get to that. We'll get to your...
He wasn't perfect. You know that.
Well, let's see. We have to first. We'll have to see the Beis Yosef.
And you know what it is. When he gave him an opening, like going to Dallas,
yes,
where he was hated. He gave him an opening and he died. Where JFK Jr. gave him an opening, like flying in a plane, which he had no business flying. He gave him an opening. He was cursed.
Let's see the Marsha. The Marsha is on page Gimel. On the facing side, it's page 4. One of the more famous marshas ever is this next very small marsha that's worth seeing. Page Gimel. So it's on page Gimel. The marsha has two columns. The right column, it's about a third up from the top. The word, which is in a larger font, is Sadik Baralo. See that? Sadik Baralo, it's on page Gimel, which is on the left side of the Gemara. Right column, toward the top, about maybe 20 lines from the top.
Is the one Dafkas? It says Dafkas?
It says Sanhedrin Chav Zayin in parentheses, and it says Sadik Baralo.
I don't get it.
Yeah, let me see.
I just wonder if he says what I'm saying.
Right here.
That column.
Right there. Okay, now. So the Marsha says the famous explanation like this. Sadik Varalo, Sadik Shenu Gomor. Someone who is Sadik and bad things happen to him, he's not a perfect Sadik. This is Val Cain, therefore Ralo. Bad things happen to him in this world. Why does a Sadik have terrible things that happen to them in this world? So says the Marsha, Val Cain Ralo, Almiyat Abonosav. To be able to minimize the small amount of sins that he did, in order to give him a perfect world to come. So he's punished in this world because he is 99% there, but that tiny little thing, let's give him the punishments Marilyn in this Monroe. World, so he'll have a great Olam Haba.
Marilyn Monroe.
Continuing, Uve Hepech, the Hepech, Barusha Sheinu Gamor, someone who's wicked but he's not completely rotten to the core, Shetovu B'Olam Hazeh, it's give him good in this world, Kadeshi Kabul Sakharo, give him whatever reward he can get, Al Miyat Sechu Yosef, based on the small amount of good acts he has done in his life, or Totab Olam Haba, and this will be able to zap him in the world to come, Kamosha Amru Mishalm, Moshanotav Al Panav, Vian Mizem Mesaif.
That's how the Marsha explains it.
Stalin had a few meritorious acts, he defeated Hitler. So he was given some merit in the world of, in this world, so he shall be completely destroyed in the world to come.
Now, Alan, we are going to see that not everyone, even the Gemara itself, is going to say that we don't understand Hashem's ways, right? We're going to end up quoting a pasuk which is going to say, Hashem has compassion on who he has compassion to. We do not understand everything. But the question is like this. Alan, we only have a few minutes. I want to explain this because we said a very important point, okay? Then we'll, if we have time. Yeah, we have 4 minutes, so I want to.
Very good.
Okay. Now, one explanation of the Gemara is, what is a tzaddik? Why does a tzaddik v'tov lo? Why did good things happen to a tzaddik? It's because he's a tzaddik min tzaddik. The second answer is no, that's not the reason. It's a tzaddik gamur, perfect tzaddik. Rasha viralo. Why is a rasha viralo? Is one explanation is rasha ben rasha, and the other explanation is rasha gamur. So which one is correct? The Gemara had the first answer, so that can't be it. Oh, very good, Alan. Listen to the words.
Kennedy.
Listen to the incredible words of the Beis Yosef.
It's John F. Kennedy.
Be a dying Tamua. Listen to this Beis Yosef. It's still a wonder. Dehari kama tzadikim ben tzadikim v'ralahem. There's a bunch of people who are tzadik ben tzadik. Not only am I good, my parents are good, and yet still bad things happen to me. So how does that answer the question? Tzadik ben tzadik. Oh, because the only reason we had a question was because, oh, how could it be that you're going to get punished for your parents' actions? So it's only if you continue to do their actions. This is what he means. Even if you're at tzaddik min tzaddik, you see tzaddik min tzaddik is sometimes ra'lo. Things aren't going so well for them. So the Beis Yosef says like this. Ach ha-kavana de gilgul harishon. Right? Shekodem lo nikra'av. The first time a person was in this world, that's considered like the father. Shezechelik menasho, that's because it's a portion of from your nefesh. Keben lo, ben im gam oz hayat sadik enu avonos lemarakik b'yisurim. If then you were a tzaddik, then you would have had no mistakes to get any punishments. Akashu ben rasha, if you were tzaddik ben rasha doesn't mean your parents were rishayim. What does it mean? That your previous Gilgul, before this life, there was Rishayim, which we don't even know about, right? But a different life, your Nefesh was not doing correct things. Hais Matuma, it came from impurity, Begilgul Rishon. Oz Ralo, Lamarakik Asherchet Begilgul Echad. That's the reason why, even though you're a Tzaddik, but Tzaddik Ben Rasha doesn't mean your parents. It means your previous Gilgul. And therefore, when you come back in this world, even though now you're acting as a tzaddik, Hashem will still give you those punishments. Tachin Rasha ben tzaddik. What does it mean, a Rasha ben tzaddik? Ki ha'isa Gilgul ha'ya tzaddik. Before, you were a tzaddik. Right? The first time. However, now, Mashayin kein Rasha ben Rasha, who ma'ashibo pius Eliyahu, that's how Eliyahu explained the story of Eov. He continues in Arichas, but that's the basic idea. The tzaddik, yeah. So that's how he explains the concept of tzaddik ben tzaddik and tzaddik gomor.
That's exactly what I was saying. I was saying that Kennedy
get the door.
Tzaddik ben Russia.
Yeah.
And therefore, well,